You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is about 20 till 11 AM here on this Thursday, October 12th, and it is time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Herger, and joining me today is Jake Solberg from the Crookston Parks and Rec. And Jake, it's another wonderful autumn day.
Yes, it is. It's beautiful outside, so hopefully all the farmers are getting what they need to get done, so enjoy the weather, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we were talking, you know, you said you wrapped up all of your fall stuff, and it feels like maybe it was a couple weeks too early.
I know, right? Yeah, we're wrapping up some volleyball this weekend, and then football we wrap up. And so, yeah, it's time to move into winter. So I've been working on just getting our winter activities straightened out, and now we really need people to register. So, you know, we offer a lot of programming through our community. So registration for hockey is still open. So October 13th is the deadline, which is this Friday. And anything after that's a $50 late fee. Figure skating still open. We need people to register for that. The October 27th is the deadline for that. You can still register after that, but it's just a late fee after. And we have open wrestling. Youth wrestling, the deadline for that is the 17th of November, and then CYBA basketball is also open now. So all our winter youth stuff is open. You can register online. If you have any questions, you can always call us at our Park and Rec office. And then we do our adult activities as well. So we run a women's volleyball league, a men's hockey league, a pickball league, which the association runs, and it's just a Facebook post on Crookston Pickleball Club. And then we run also, there's an adult pickup league that for volleyball, which is on Tuesday nights. And Lonnie Olson is a contact for that. So there's a lot of opportunities for youth and adult recreation. So, and again, if you ever have any questions, how to register, what's going on, stuff like that, we can always call us at our Park and Rec office, or you can find everything on our Fun Finder. So it's on our webpage, or Facebook. So. Yeah.
All kinds of stuff coming up. So we're going to dive a little bit further into that in a little bit. But just overall at the Crookston Sports Center, there is staff opportunities.
Yes. So we are looking to hire seasonal positions. Preferably, we'd like to hire people that can have a license. You got to be 18 or older to drive a Zamboni. We are going to be paying $18 an hour. If you are interested in applying for a position and looking for some work, we are hiring at the CSC. You can apply online at our city page, or if you have questions, you can contact our Park and Rec office and talk to myself or Andrea at the Park and Rec office. So, and then we're also looking for some park maintenance and that position, 18 or older again. And that's more of working outside in the parks department. So, you know, blowing snow or hanging up Christmas lights or whatever we got going on that day, you know. So that's what we're doing. So,
And then there are some events that are going to be coming up at the CSC. UMC is going to be hosting an event coming up very quickly.
Yep. So their home hockey opener is October 20th, I believe, which is a Friday. And then that Saturday, they play at 2 o'clock, and they're going to have an event out at the CSC on the west side of the building. It's a tailgate, or like their homecoming slash party. So with that, they're going to have a live band. They're going to have food vendors. They're going to have a beer garden. They're going to have yard games, jumping funds for kids. So it's going to be a good event. We're hoping a lot of people want to come out, and the weather stays like the way it's been. So that's going to be October 21st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Prior to the game. So, yeah, they play, I believe they play the University of Minnesota, and their Friday night games at 7, and then the Saturday afternoon games at 2 o'clock. So
a good event to come on out and get ourselves ready for hockey, even though it still might be sunny outside.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the UMC games are fun. It's a good program, and even if you like sports, you know, it's just fun to come out and get out of the house and watch some hockey or, yeah, see some friends, socialize. So,
yeah, really great way to get the winter season started. Exactly. For the CSC.
Exactly.
Because as you mentioned earlier, there's going to be a ton of things going on. Obviously, there's going to be hockey, but a lot of other sports as well that the CSC does.
Yep. Hockey and then figure skating. And then we have there's a lot of different programs in figure skating. So it's just it's a big winter. You know, we offer a lot of things. So it's going to get busy.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about hockey first. So there's going to be a bunch of different teams playing there. There's going to be some tournaments that's going to be held at the CSC as well. Yep. Let's go over what the winter's going to look like for hockey.
So we do have tournaments. We try to get tournaments for our youth hockey, you know, whatever teams we have to offer this year. So all of our programs that we have, we host a home tournament. So we have those coming up, and those dates will be posted within the next couple weeks here. But we're also going to be hosting districts for youth hockey this year. So those will be the first weekend in March. And then a big one this year for girls high school hockey is we're hosting the sections. So the section semis and our section finals will be more likely in, those will be in Crookston. So that's a big thing for us as a local community to host. So we're looking forward to it. That'll be in February. And again, we'll have dates on our calendar and stuff like that as we continue to add to our calendar. So,
yeah, and it looks like there are all kinds of events that are going on at the CSC for hockey. That I see there's a learn to skate program for the really, really youngsters.
Yes,
get them out on the ice early.
So that is a program that we kind of started a couple years ago. It's we call it learn to skate or learn to play hockey. And it's just for pre-K or under kids that just want to come out and learn how to do the basics of standing up on the ice, being stable on the ice, and just learning to skate. So, so the more the merrier for that little group. So for sure.
Yeah, and then there's a bunch of different divisions above them as well. Yep. That are going to be going on throughout the winter too.
Yep. So you transition from learn to play to mini mites, and then you just continue to grow as you get older. You continue to move up levels. So yep, we offer a lot there. So yeah,
so a lot of different levels there for hockey. But if you're not into hockey and you're like, hey, I want to figure skate instead,
yep,
there's a lot of opportunities there too.
Yep. We got obviously Moms, Pops, and Tots. We got basic lessons. There's a freestyle. There's synchro, moves in the field, ice dancing. There's a lot of different figure skating levels that you could look into. So,
and it looks like there's a lot of dates for open skate as well.
Yeah, so we try to do open skating for the public as well. We do not do ice rentals, but if you have skates, we can always go to our Crookston website, our CSC schedule, and it's updated monthly. So public skate, more than welcome to come out when there's a public skate on the CSC website. So, and if there's any questions ever with Park and Rec, please give us a call. We're here to help and here to answer questions. So
what's that phone number to call?
That is 218-281-1242. So,
and it looks like the figure skating starts in early November.
Yep. Yep. In a couple weeks here, they'll start. November. Look at my list here. Sorry. The first week of November. Yep. So
that's when you can hit the ice, but there's more than just that. There's stuff off the ice as well. It looks like there's a lot of wrestling that goes on there too.
Yes, wrestling will start again here Mondays and Wednesdays. And like I said, the deadline to register is the 17th. So, and that will be that's pre-K through second grade, third through sixth grade. And they go Mondays and Wednesdays at the Crookston High School in the wrestling room. So, that's a good program. There's a lot of kids that are out wrestling. I know a lot of my kids' friends are I play football with, they wrestle, and it's a fun program. So I'm glad we have that. CYBA, you can register online at their crookstonbasketball.com, and they start, the registration's open now. And then they have a back to basketball night. It's a parent meeting October 25th, and they'll start their practices the 13th of November. So again, please call us if you have any questions, concerns, or anything like that. We're here to help. So,
and we've spent a lot of time talking about the kiddos, but the adults have an opportunity to get involved as well.
So turf volleyball just finished up. So now we're moving to our winter activities for adults. So we do have a women volleyball league. They will start the first week in November, so November 8th. And they will go on Wednesday nights, and that will be at the gymnasium at the CH, or at the high school. Men's league, the deadline is to register by the end of this month, but that's on Sunday nights, and they'll start, you know, sometimes they start November, December. It's kind of, they kind of get their own together and tell me when they want to start. So, but it's open to anyone. So if you're interested in playing some men's league hockey, contact us and we can get you squared away. So, pickleball league, they do have their own association, and they do have a Facebook page. It's Crookston Pickleball Club. And you can get a hold of Larry or Judy Brecken, 281-5687. So, that's another league. And then we do, there is a pickup volleyball league. It's just come in and play, I believe. It's Tuesday night, 7 to 9, and Lonnie Olson is a contact for that at 281-5045 with any questions. So it runs from September through March, so it runs a long time. So
yeah, that's a very long schedule. And then there's also curling as well.
Yes, so curling, they kind of picked back up last year. The UFC wanted to try it out, and last year they did it, and it went well. So they're going to go January 17th through February 14th. It's going to be at the CSC, of course, because there's ice and stuff. So that would be on Wednesday nights from 6 to 7:30, starting January 17th. And Michelle Christofferson is the contact out at UMC for that. So
there, and then there are all those indoor activities, but there is an outdoor activity as well.
There is.
The cross-country skiing.
Cross-country skiing, we do have some rentals for that available. So if you're looking to maybe get on the river or on some trails, we do have some rentals at our City Hall office. So,
so all kinds of activities to go over, and you're going to want to hop onto the Crookston Parks and Rec website if you want to find all that information. What is the website, and where do they go to find all this
So info? It's just Crookston Parks and Rec, and then you can come to our homepage, and then you can search on our Fun Finder or our Facebook page. It's just Crookston Park and Rec. So, yeah, there's a lot of activities, and it's pretty easy to find. And again, we're only a phone call away, too. So, yeah.
So let's quickly recap one more time, just for everyone who might have just tuned in halfway through. There's a lot of activities going on at the CSC, but also we must stress that there is still staff for hire as well.
Yes. Both at the CSC for Zamboni drivers, and then we do looking for some park maintenance help, you know, moving snow and things like that throughout the winter. All of our Winter Act programs, all our youth and adult programs, they are on our website. They have a Fun Finder. We update our Facebook page. And then the events, UMC home opener is October 20th, and then they're going to have a tailgate homecoming party October 21st, 11 o'clock to 2 p.m. Again, they're going to have a live band, food vendors, beer gardens, yard games, like the jumping funds for the kids, things like that. So that should be a great event. So, and then one more thing I wanted to discuss with all the hockey and things that we have going on at the CSC, we are still looking for coaches for youth hockey. And then we also are looking for hockey officials. Hockey officials is a great way to make some good money for if you're in high school or if you're in college or even if you're like a, you know, 12, 13 year old that just want to get some extra ice time, I guess, in a sense, and help out that way. So contact us for that if you're interested. I teach the seminars. We have a seminar actually this Saturday, October 14th, which is in Thief River. It'll be at the old arena there. And then we also have one in Crookston at the Sports Center, 9 a.m. October 28th. So Contact me for questions, because there's some steps that you got to take to get certified and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Is there registration just to show up to those events that you need to go
to? No, you got to go through USA Hockey. You got to register through them. And then from there, you can sign up for a seminar. So, like, again, it's a little bit more detailed than that. But if interested, I definitely need to get a hold of us. So,
yeah, and then I see that there are a couple of other amenities that the CSC has, like a walking track membership too.
Yep. So we do offer walking track memberships through our office at the City Hall. And we only ask that you walk for the hours that we are open. So 6 to 10, Monday through Friday, 6 to 8, Saturday, Sunday. And then we do have some rules, like if there's a high school game on, we don't allow the walking because it's, you know, people are in there and stuff. So, but if you're interested in a walking membership, that is not online. That is through Andrea at our City Hall office. So,
and there are some other things as well that the CSC does. I see like there's some skate sharpening going on too.
Yep. So this we do have a skate sharpening machine. So if, you know, if for some reason you lose an edge during a game or whatever and you need a quick sharpening, we do. It's $5. And then another thing that we're doing this year, we are getting a vending machine, and it has like your amenities in for like tape, laces, helmet repair, things like that. So that's coming this month, and that will be at the CSC in the main event arena. So look forward for that. And yeah, so we're getting busy and excited. So
all kinds of things going on with the Crookston Parks and Rec, specifically with the CSC. But, you know, is there anything else that's on your mind today? Anything new that's going to be coming up for the wintertime?
Nope, not off the top of my head. But look for things. You know, we're going to try to do some special events too this this winter. So those will all be out and about. So, yeah.
Yeah, so one more time, let's go over the website, contact info, and the Facebook page too, because I know that's a good resource too.
Yeah, so our website is just, it's www.crookstonmn.us, and then you can just search Park and Rec once you get to that page. That's our city site. You can also get information on the crookstonbluelinehockey.com. They have some things uploaded, and they run some things, so we work well with them. And then USA Hockey, so that's all your hockey stuff that you have to go through. But our main page is our Facebook page. That's our big pusher for information. So those are the websites. It's Crookston Park and Rec on Facebook. Like our page, and then you'll get updates on a lot of things that are going on or what we're doing and things like that. So,
well, Jake, thank you very much for joining us today on our Valley Talk program. Look forward to talking with you again in the future, as there's so much going on as our winter season. It's quickly coming up.
Yes, it is. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much, Jake, for joining us on our Valley Talk program today.